Hi, Denise with Gateway Mortgage, calling regarding 121 South Spruce Street, a policy Chris was working on. I need to get the address updated, taken out to South. If someone can give me a call at 856-890-7049. Thank you.
Hey,
I was leaving a message for the insurance company, for Scully.
You know, it's Dix. I went to the office this morning because there's a new owner of my building, and I met the building manager, and I forgot my damn cell phone, so I just got home from there. Chris's office is right there. I kind of walked the hell in. I can't believe I forgot my cell phone. It doesn't make sense for me to run back, though.
Without your cell phone?
Yeah, I need my cell phone.
Oh, so you did go back.
What the?
You did go back to get it.
No, I came home to get it. I left it at home.
Oh.
So I got to the office. I was going to work there
today. Oh.
The insurance company's right there.
Oh.
In my building. So I just saw this because obviously I was out of the loop. So it came out underwriting, and you just see there was no... There's no tax liens in their names.
Right.
Is that standard or did something come up?
Something must have came up. I'm pulling it up now. I usually try to jump on them.
And it's just, I can't imagine they have tax liens, these two.
No.
Well, not only that, we had proof.
Yeah, there's
that they paid their property taxes.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be their property. It would be, well, no.
I don't know if it's associated to another one.
No, it's showing tax liens against Klinger, but it could not be, maybe it's not him.
It's such a common name.
Yeah. From 2008, 2009.
There's two restaurants.
Yeah.
Within 5 miles of my house in Clare.
Yeah, because I thought I had to do something to show that he wasn't somebody.
It's such a common name. And that's all we need is the title company to even shoot it in an email?
Yep.
Yeah, the thing is, she doesn't always respond, Lorena.
I'll leave her a message, too. Chris is out of the office, so that's why I was calling.
Oh, shit. He's out of the office. Yeah, I don't think I saw him there.
Yeah, that's why I was calling. His email came back, so that's why I was calling the office.
What does it say? Out of office?
Mm-hmm. He's out of the office. If you need immediate, please call.
Oh, so you're going to call his office. Okay.
I did.
Is that the two things we need?
Yep.
The other thing I wanted to ask your 2 cents on, they sent the appraisal. Remember we made the revision to the appraisal?
Uh-huh.
And they disclosed it to the client, and in the email it says, make sure that the client
acknowledges.
Is that required even on just a change?
Yes.
So
the 3-day might not go into that, like might not count against it, but yeah, they should always acknowledge the appraisal.
Even with just a change?
Yes.
That's stupid. That's really dumb.
Well, I guess you never know what the change is.
I just think it's unnecessary. Plus, you're going to sign at the table.
Yeah, because they're not waiving their 3-day. So they didn't waive the 3-day thing, so.
All right. And she called and left me a message.